Well, we talk a lot on this program about the importance of efficiency as we look to a better energy future, but we don't often drill down and discuss specific steps that homeowners can take. Well, with winter coming on, let's talk to someone who can guide us. He is Lou Blessing. He's the owner of The Blessing Company, which is an award-winning plumbing, heating, and cooling services business based in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Lou, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Lou, let's talk a little bit before we get into some of these tips, a little bit about your company.
Well, my dad started the business back in 1946 in Grand Blanc after he got out of the service, served in World War I. And this year we're actually celebrating our 70th year in business.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you are a proud alum of Michigan State University in building construction.
That's correct. Yep. I was here from 72 to 76.
Well, go green on that.
And go white.
But let's talk about some tips. Again, like I said, we talk energy efficiency in the broad sense on this program. But what are some things that homeowners can do with winter coming on to really improve their energy use?
Okay. Well, the first thing is that if you're going to go through the winter with your current furnace, you really should have it inspected, have a safety check done on it, have it cleaned, and just make sure it's ready for the winter. Make sure you change your filter. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of homeowners that are neglecting that these days. They don't think about it, and they don't change their filters, and that really restricts the airflow on the furnace.
Let me come back to that one, because I've had this experience myself. When you have someone like the Blessing Company come in and check your furnace, can you change the filter, or is that something that the homeowner has to do, or does that have to be worked out ahead of time?
Really worked out ahead of time. Mm-hmm. There are so many different filter sizes, and like on our service vans, we carry probably about 12 different sizes, but we can't carry them all.
Right.
So you just have to work it out with the homeowner. Who's going to change it?
And if you know ahead of time what type of furnace it is and what have you, then you can have the filter in the truck kind of thing.
Yep, we'll bring it along. Yep.
Okay, what are some other things besides the annual checkup of the furnace?
Well, I would consider having your ductwork cleaned. Mm. If you've never had it cleaned before, we do duct cleaning, and it's amazing what we get out of the duct systems. And just for a better indoor air quality, you know, you can get that years of buildup of dust out of the ductwork. Primarily the return air is where the buildup really is. And the other thing is consider having the ductwork sealed and to have a professional come in and seal it. There's a couple of different ways you can do it, and that will give you a lot better air delivery throughout the house.
Is that like the furnace, is the ductwork cleaning an annual event, or is that something that maybe can be done every other year type?
Now, ductwork cleaning, you maybe would only do that once every 10 to 20 years, not very often.
Lou, you folks are a factory licensed dealer for Carrier, factory authorized dealer for Carrier products. What about this whole business of Energy Star furnaces and Energy Star appliances? A lot of people hear those and see the sticker, but they maybe don't really realize what they're reading.
Well, the Energy Star, to qualify for Energy Star, you have to meet certain efficiencies on your furnaces. And the other thing that ties into Energy Star appliances is almost all the utilities in Michigan now offer utility rebates when you're purchasing new equipment. And the equipment has to reach certain efficiencies. On furnaces, it's 94% efficient.
Okay.
So if you're considering buying a new furnace, look for the Energy Star logo, but also check the efficiency rating on that furnace, because if it's over 94% efficient, you're going to get a rebate from your utility company, help pay for it.
Now, what does that number mean exactly, 94% efficient or better?
94% efficient is the gas burning efficiency.
Okay.
So, I mean, the way we explain it, for every dollar's worth of gas you buy, you're going to get 94 cents worth of heat coming into your home.
Ah, so cost-benefit analysis is basically what it is.
Right. You take in the old furnaces, the old standard furnaces, were 50 to 60% efficient. So somewhere between 40 and 50% of your gas is going right up the chimney.
Lou, we're talking about heating and winter coming on and ductwork and all that, but let's not neglect the cooling part. That means the air conditioning is probably going to be shut down for a while. What do people need to do with respect to the cooling side of the equation?
Well, what you need to do, of course, is set your thermostat to heat. Mm. And I would recommend you cover the condenser outside. Mm. And it just keeps the weather out of it, the leaves, the snow, the ice. It'll add some years to that condenser outside if you could cover it. And you can buy, there's a couple companies that manufacture covers. You could call your HVAC contractor, and all you need is your model and serial number of your air conditioner, and they'll make it to fit it. Or you can just cover it with some plastic.
Now, you got, let's say you've got this 94% efficient furnace, and you've got all the right equipment, but there's some things you can do in your home, too, that will maximize the use of that heat once it comes out of the furnace.
Oh, yeah. What we like to tell our customers to do is run the fan constantly in their home that you're always circulating some air in the home. And the new furnaces today, the fans, the motors on the furnaces are so efficient that it costs you pennies a day. And our analogy is comparing it to an old standard furnace, a new furnace with a ECM motor, which is a DC current motor. It's going to cost you about $45 a year to run it. And on an AC motor on a furnace, it's going to cost you about $45 a month. Right. So it's costing you hardly anything. And these ECM motors improve the comfort level in your home tremendously. It'll make it, I don't know if you've ever lived in a home with hot water heat, mm-hmm. it's going to make your home that has forced air in it almost as comfortable as a home with hot water heat in it.
And what about some of the things we hear about in terms of insulation and weather stripping and things of that nature? Also important?
Very important. And there again, there's the utility companies have some great programs for making your homes more efficient. And these are things that everybody should look at. Is go to your utility website. They have comprehensive programs with different measures, which are different improvements you can make to your home, and you'll get rebates on each of these measures. The only thing you have to do to qualify is you have to have a home energy audit performed, which is an assessment of your home and how efficient the home is. And you'll get a full report from that auditor as to telling you what to do and how much leakage your house has.
And again, back to what you said earlier, because that's one of the things that you folks do. Make sure you get that that furnace checked every year by a company like the Blessing Company. I've been talking about energy efficiency and preparing for the winter with Lou Blessing. Lou is the owner of the Blessing Company. It's an award-winning plumbing, heating, and cooling services business. They're based in Grand Blanc, Michigan. They service all of Genesee County. They're also a factory authorized dealer for Carrier products. Lou, a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you. It was great being here.